Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome into Coffee Break. I am Troy Shockley. I appreciate you joining us today. And I guess we should start the show. Kathy Burwell is the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking Instapot and recipes all the way up until the time the show starts. Before we get going this morning, we do have some more Kenny G tickets to give away. He's going to be here on December 7th. Promises to be a fantastic concert. If you want to go, I'm assuming you want to go. I'm going to let you know how you can do that coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. So don't go anywhere. You won't want to miss that. We're going to let you know how you can get in on a pair of Kenny G tickets. But starting the show, Kathy Burwell. Kathy, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the Instapot.
Yeah.
We got so distracted talking Instapot.
Oh, they are awesome. Those Instapots are great. My daughter, I wanted one a year or two ago for her birthday, and since then we're all fans. So
right.
I like it better, though, when she does it.
Yeah, but, we enjoy ours. We don't use it enough.
Yeah, but they really, and for people that want real meals after work,
yeah,
and you know, they don't want to just have something, you know, fast food type of things. It really makes great food. So
yeah, so go out and go to one of our stores here in town. Get yourself an early Christmas present for somebody.
Yeah,
and you know, you can get it for yourself and give it to somebody else. You know, right. I know how that game works. It's good to have you back in the studio.
Yes,
we did a little bit of a phone chat last time, so
yeah,
it's fun to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, and we have a deadline coming up that it's important to let people know about, I suppose, because coming up here not too long, you have your annual awards luncheon.
Yeah, our annual awards luncheon will be the 16th of January, and you know, the purpose of that is to honor our awards for the 2019 Business of the Year and Business Person of the Year and Small Business of the Year, which is businesses with 25 or less employees. And so really want to honor the excellence and the hard work that these businesses and business people have put in the past year and years prior. And so just want to honor that. And so we're looking for nominations by the 4th of December. And those can be sent to Kristen at the office. They're just
okay.
kchaney@helenachamber.com. And so we're looking to have some great nominations this year. It's always fun, and that's the funnest day to go and honor people, and they're a surprise.
Yeah.
So it's always great to see the look on their face when they realize, that's us.
Wait, that's me.
That's me. Yeah,
they're talking about
we
me.
We did that.
How long has this been going on that you've been handing these out?
Well, when I came here, we did something like, it was sort of like a business champion, so there was only one award, and it went to a person, not a business. And so about 4 years after I was here, I said, why are we not giving out business awards when that's the core of our being is businesses? And so we started with the Business of the Year, and then we give some other, like Volunteer of the Year and those type of awards. And then it became apparent that it was really not fair to have the smaller businesses compete with a business that had 400 employees.
Sure.
You know, that just, it's pretty hard for them to compete when the dollars are different and the strength of their staff is different. So so we added the Small Business of the Year, and these are very meaningful to the people who are awarded them. And then of course this past month we did the Boss of the Year, and that was added about I want to say 4 or 5 years ago. And that was another aha moment where you're going, why, you know, who's deciding whether they're going to support the chamber or not? And that's the bosses. And why are we not honoring a boss of excellence? So so we added that in. And of course, this year, now my mind's going blank on...
Well, if you bring
we
in...
We gave it to Dick Anderson
from
Dick Anderson Construction, who had an amazing nomination. We had some really good ones, though, this year. It was just totally amazing how many great bosses we have out there. And then, of course, Dick Anderson's rose to the top, and he has done some things that people just don't even realize. He's a pretty amazing guy and has done so much for this community.
Well, if you bring in Voice of the Year, I'm going to nominate Kurt Kittleson.
There you go. Kurt's our favorite.
In case that's, you know, in case that comes in, that's just a standing nomination.
There
for you.
You go. All right.
He is the voice of Helena. This is Coffee Break. I am Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining this morning. We've got Kathy Burwell in the studio. She's the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. And Kathy, it's got to be neat to just kind of be able to be a part of that and to recognize people that they're making a difference.
It is.
So they're not just bringing in checks and taking our money, you know, and
right.
giving us service or material in return.
Right.
They're very often they're making a difference in the community.
Right. They're the real deal. They're the people who are not just concerned about making a buck. They're there to not only have business success, but to support their staff, to support the community, and which, you know, comes back around to the using local, shop local, use local, is because these entrepreneurs and business owners and even the larger businesses, they put their well-being on the line every day to be successful and to help the community of Helena. And so people need to be loyal to that. They need to understand that when they go to them for a donation for their event or for their mm-hmm. kids' soccer or whatever, that they've got to support them throughout the year in order for those people to say, heck yeah, I'm going to support your kid or
yeah.
I'm going to support that great cause.
So,
and so I think that's the importance of that.
So who is eligible? I mean, we want people to send in their nominations. Who can they nominate?
Well,
how does that work?
We have nearly 800 members of the chamber. So mm-hmm. that's the core of why the chamber exists. And so it'd be out of our 800 members.
Okay. And so what do you need? You need the nominations. You need folks to get those in. They've only got, I guess, a few weeks now.
Right. They just need to tell us why they are nominating them, the things that business does, not only for their business, but for the community. You're looking for business growth, expansion, community efforts, staff efforts, you know, programs for their staff and that. So, you know, it's kind of the whole picture. And then the business person is someone who really has been not only a business leader, but a community leader, somebody who has really worked hard for many efforts above and beyond just being a business person.
Right. And then you guys get to sit down and figure out of all the great nominations, which is the greatest.
It's quite a process.
Yeah.
I have to investigate and put all the, compile all the stuff, and then it goes through a committee, then it goes from the committee, it goes to the executive board, and then the entire board of the chamber votes privately, and so it's not a thing where they just raise their hand. So they each vote on that, and then the votes are compiled, and of course, I have a pretty large board, so it's a wide opinion.
Yeah. So once again, how who do they need to get those to?
Just to the chamber. They can either drop them off at the chamber or they can email them to Kristen Cheney, our front desk person. And her is just kcheney@helenachamber.com.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, we have to take a quick break before we head to that. I promised you in about 10 minutes. So Kenny G tickets, we've got some here. He's coming here for a concert December 7th. It's going to be a really cool holiday show. If you want to go, give us a call at 442-6645. That's 442-6645. The first in this morning, you're going to win yourselves a pair of tickets to Kenny G. And we'll find out who that is coming up with Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
And welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. And, well, you can quit calling. because we don't have any more Kenny G tickets for this morning. But you know what? It's Christmas time, and we decided to give away an extra pair. So we actually handed out two pair of tickets this morning. So those folks that called, thanks for doing that. We had the phone ringing off the hook up here. We do have one more pair of tickets to give away tomorrow. So we're going to do that again. So get those dialing fingers ready, because we'll do a call to win tomorrow morning during the show as well. So be sure you're ready for that. Kathy, you can be there ready to dial in tomorrow.
Yeah, I couldn't get my...
Because we're not eligible for some. Oh, God.
Right.
And I don't understand.
You can get my cell phone going today.
Yeah, I was watching Kathy dig her cell phone out while we were going to the break here. Kathy Burwell, President, CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. Kathy, we always talk about new businesses here in town. We do still have some construction underway. I know I drive past it every morning, that Heidi's Casino. That looks like a nice little building over there.
Yeah, and it looks like it's actually getting pretty close.
I think so.
If you, you know, they've got, it looks, from looking inside, it looks like there's all the furniture's in there and they're getting ready. I would say they're probably going to open in December.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty close. They're just finishing up all the landscaping and stuff around it. And I think probably they're just waiting for the city to say, open the doors.
Yeah, it's nice to see them doing that landscaping. It's not just, they're not just plunking down a lot and a building.
Right.
They're putting
it's
in trees.
It's very nicely done. Yeah.
It looks really nice. And there's another new casino as well,
oh, yeah,
right?
Is over that by Fuel Fitness?
Fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the owner of that is actually the same owner as the Sunset Casino.
Okay.
And Chris Sandrock. And so he's put a ton of money into that. It's going to be really nice.
Okay.
And so I think it's called Fritzy's or something like that. Fritz's or Fritz's. I want to say
that one, not quite as far along.
No, but they're getting there. They're getting there. And that's going to be really a nice casino.
Yeah. And we're going to have a new Nissan dealership soon, right? We got an old lot with a new name.
Yes. I believe the gentleman that is reopening that is Kenny Simpson. And he's from right here in Helena. And so it'll be nice for that, especially for, there's a lot of people in Helena have Nissan vehicles and they want to make sure they can get them serviced there. I'm not too sure that the service is already open. I think the service part
that
has,
center part is
yeah,
open. Okay.
But of course they'll be getting in new inventory and getting that up and going. So
yeah, that in the old, the Robert Allen place, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's in the same location.
Yeah.
It's just new owner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Even Carroll College is building.
Yeah, they're building. It's for their zoo anthropology
the canine
or something.
Program?
Yeah. And then there's some other related programs that'll be in that building. But isn't it amazing that Carroll just keeps building over there, and they just expand their campus. And kudos to John Seck and his people over there, because Carroll just keeps growing and doing well. So
yeah, we actually
had a good football team this year.
Yeah, we were talking with Commissioner Jim McCormick yesterday and about how Carroll just had the foresight and they're planning this out well for, you know what, we know we're going to have to expand as we get further down the road, and they've planned for that. So it's not kind of haphazard. I mean, it looks beautiful over there. They've got the room to do what they need to do. And they're doing a really good job over there. It looks great.
Right, they do. And the campus just looks better and better. You know, when I came here 20 years ago, the campus was majestic but kind of tired looking, and it's not anymore. It's very modern and very – it's always been beautiful. But I think that it just gets better, you know, and they've really made it welcoming.
Yeah, we're going to actually, I'm working on scheduling Dr. John Seck to be here on the show very soon. He's very excited to come in and talk.
He's a great guy.
They've got a lot of cool things going on, events. They've got some cool speakers coming very soon. I think I've got to double check. I think he's confirmed for December 20th. So circle that on your calendar. And we're working on trying to get him in sort of on a recurring basis as well.
Right.
So he's very excited to come in and chat. So you can give him some pointers on how this works.
I don't think I have to give John any pointers. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's not all right, I guess. Well, when does construction end? I mean, because
it doesn't
at some
really
point the ground's going to turn into a rock.
Well, but you know what they try to do is get all the groundwork done now. There's quite a bit of stuff they're putting all the footings and everything in before the ground is frozen solid, and then they work on the inside and even the outside. But as long as they get the footings and structure in on the bottom, they can work on it all winter. There's days, of course, that they can't work. It's too cold or whatever. But, you know, they'll cover it up. Or they'll put heaters in. They'll, you know, they have a way
to keep it just keeps going.
Well, and they want to keep their staff working all winter, you know. So, there's a lot of construction going on, and I think that Helena's going to continue to grow. We're not a fast-growing community like Bozeman, but we are a strong community.
It's steady.
And it's very steady, and you're going to see Helena just continue to progress. You know?
Well, and some of that, I suppose, the former mall location, do we know yet what's happening for sure over there?
Well, I have some inside knowledge that
I can't say
or I have to shoot you. No.
Wow.
No,
let's not talk about
it. I wouldn't shoot you. No, but I seriously, they've got some great plans for in there, and you know, they're moving forward with those plans. I don't know what will happen with the recent they said they're sending the study to John Lewis at the state to see what to do with the Historical Society. So we'll see how what he determines is the best location for the Historical Society, and that could or could not affect what's going on.
We should find out on that probably in a couple months, right?
No, I would say in the next month.
Oh, that's soon.
It might be even sooner. I mean, he's already got everything, and he has indicated he wants to make a fairly fast decision so that they can get moving. You know, it took a long time to get the money for that, and so they need to get moving on it.
Yeah. We've got Kathy Burwell in the studio, and you're listening to Coffee Break. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. We were actually out at the bagel company last week. We're going to be out there again this coming Tuesday. Glenna Wortman Obi from Family Promise is going to join us there. There's some work happening in that area of town as well. Everywhere you go, something's happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on Last Chance Gulch. There'll be several new buildings along there, and it's going to be quite a welcome to the downtown when those buildings go up, because it's just going to be stellar all the way down to the walking mall.
Do we know what's happening with the Montana Club? Because we've talked about that several times.
Yeah.
They're coming in, and it seems like that kind of stalled out.
They're really tough to get a hold of. I have tried several times, and the gal that has called me, her voice box is always full when I try to get back to her. They're still moving forward, and I think you'll see some action on that in the spring.
Okay,
I think they've just had a few setbacks, and I'm not sure what they are, but it's just taken longer, and I know everybody's anxious to see it come in, and I have heard of what the restaurant is, but I've heard another large chain restaurant is looking at coming into Helena. I'm not even sure where it would go, but I know one of the local realtors is working with a restaurant, and they said it looks very promising. So we'll see. You know, there's a lot of chains out there that we don't have. There's Montana chains like the Rib and Chop and some of those that we don't have.
Don't tease me with the Rib and Chop here.
I know. Everybody tells me they have to run to Butte every once in a while to go to the Rib and Chop. But there's, you know, then there's always been talk of the, you know, the Outback and the Olive Garden and Red Lobster and those. But you know, as soon as they can release some information, we'll be sure to let people know. But you know, I think that's promising and shows that Helena has the market for it. And people in Helena do not cook much. We were talking about the Instant Pot. They want either instant food or they want to go out.
Yeah.
You know, the restaurants in Helena are pretty much all very successful because people eat out.
Lots of places in Helena also working. We're talking, you know, new buildings coming in, but people are also sort of renovating and working on their places. Another guy that we're working to get into the show, a very busy guy, just like Dr. Seck, is David Ocklander. Over with the YMCA, they're doing a lot of work out there too. I know they just added, basically they got rid of all their old exercise equipment and brought in all new stuff.
Yeah, it appears that they are
painted the whole gym
bit.
Down there. I mean, brand new paint on the walls.
Right. He's a high energy guy, and I think he's definitely moving and shaking over there at the Y, and so I look for a lot of change. And I think, they're definitely working on some different markets to dip into, and you know they have to compete with the private gyms and and places, you know, like the Broadwater that has the hot springs, and you know, I mean, there's a lot of competition in Helena for fitness and for programs, and so I do think they have probably the best for children and for seniors. I think that those markets have always been pretty strong at the Y, and so I'm sure they're working on others.
Kathy Burwell, the president and CEO of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce, is our guest this morning. And Kathy, we got about 6 minutes left, and something that's always fun to talk about, budgeting. You told me the chamber is working on budgeting right now, huh?
Yes, we are working on the budget for the year.
It's always an exciting topic.
Yes, yes, it's you know, it's always one of those things that that's necessary, so you keep the finances of the chamber on track, and we have a good process. Of course, I've been doing it for 20 years here in Helena, and 8 years before that at another chamber. So, you know, it's not horribly difficult, but you know, you have to try to plan for the future. And we just had our board retreat, so the board of the chamber did some excellent planning for the next. They did a plan for next year and a plan for 3 years. And so, you know, the finances have to match up with that. So we're working hard. We're actually in the process of hiring a new communications director, and we added in the Convention and Visitor Bureau marketing with that. So it's all of the marketing for the chambers within that one position. And then we're also in the process of raising funds for a workforce development officer. And so we'll be adding that position hopefully by the first of the year.
Okay.
And that's something that has been identified as the number one issue for our businesses. So we are addressing that with someone who's focused on it, who, you know, we all dabble in it,
right,
because it's very important,
right,
but we all have very busy jobs and we have a small staff. So it's become apparent that we need someone who that's their total focus. And so that's what we're working towards, and hopefully we'll be able to get that in place.
Yeah, that's got to be exciting to be able to say, you know what, this is a need, and now we get to fill that need.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think that's the thing, you know, for people out there who are not members of the chamber, we are not the same chamber. We change constantly to stay up with the times and stay relevant. And so if you think we're the same chamber we were 10 years ago or 20 years ago or even 5 years ago, you're mistaken, because we are constantly trying to address, you know, the needs, the workforce needs, the need to bring more people here to work and to keep the young people engaged in the community and in the chamber. And our leadership program is the best you can go to. So, you know, we're not the same chamber, and we are constantly changing to meet the needs. And so I'm very proud to be a part of that, and to see our chamber keep evolving.
Yeah.
You know,
when you had your retreat and you talked about goal setting, anytime an organization does that, there's also a little bit of looking back, right, and evaluating what was
done. Yeah.
How do you feel about what, I mean, because I know one of the focuses we've talked about was, how do we get more people into Helena? You know, and you've been sort of reaching out and saying, how do we increase our workforce and convince people this is a great place to work and live? How are things like that? How are the other sort of things that you took on this year? How do you feel you did?
Well, I think we've made a lot of progress, and I think we're also have a pretty good plan in place going forward. Our Helena Wins program has just done amazing work, and they are working really hard on setting Helena apart. And we have some things in Helena that really do set us apart. I mean, our recreation is really pretty much unequaled when you look at the entire picture. I mean, we have better recreation than Bozeman. Our homes are more affordable than Bozeman, you know. I mean, so we're seeing young couples. We even one of the Helena firms just brought on an architect from Bozeman because he was tired of the expense of living in Bozeman. And so, and he's like 50 years old. He's done with Bozeman. So I think Bozeman's a great town. I have to slip this in before I leave. Go Cats! but seriously, Helena has so much to offer, and we have great jobs here, two at the chamber, but great jobs available in Helena. And it's a wonderful, wonderful community to live in. And so I think that you're going to see Helena rise up and be much more desirable and help our businesses get enough workforce.
Yeah. Well, in the spring, still quite some time away, but we've got about 90 seconds left. And I did want to mention, you said you're already getting teams registered for the Swish tournament.
Yes.
That's happening in March.
I know. It surprises me too. But Mike said the other day, I think we had 28 or 30 teams already paid and registered for the tournament in March. And so we're looking to have well over 100 teams again. Big impact on the community, about $750,000 in that one weekend. And and this year, so exciting, we get to use three new gyms.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just tremendously exciting, and for those teams to come and play in those brand new gyms is going to be very exciting.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of elementary school students coming from across the state playing in those gyms. Pretty jealous of
we have teams from Malta, we have teams from Billings, we have teams from Kalispell, we have teams from Idaho, and so it is a big impact on the community, and it is so fun. They're really it's a very clean sport, you know, and you have all those teams as young as third and fourth grades.
Yes, third through eighth grade.
And boys and girls. And you know, we do allow mixed teams, but the mixed teams play in the boys' division.
Okay. So if folks want to register for that, they can just head on over to the website. If they want to just get done early, apparently they can already do it.
Yes. You can just go to the website and go to the Swish tournament. And there's actually a site on the Universal Athletics site that they kind of coordinate all of the tournaments in the state. And so you can go to Universal Athletics website also.
Fantastic. Kathy, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm always glad to be here.
That's all the time we have for Coffee Break this morning. Once again, remember, tune in tomorrow. We've got another set of Kenny G tickets to give away. We'll see you then. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.